Wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves. It is an eclectic music program where I really just tend to play the stuff that I've been enjoying this week. And it's been really more going to be something of a show that is influenced by events that happened earlier today, but we'll get to that in a second. So right off the bat, I wanted to start this week with a song that I've played on the radio before in my years doing this. I actually discovered it directly because of radio, because it's by the Zolas, and they're a Vancouver band. They've been around for, I think, You're Too Cool, or TikTok Tick came out in 2010, so yeah, but before that, because it's always fascinating sort of when bands begin and when the myth-making sort of starts, and sometimes there's like a before Common Era version of bands, and for the Zolas, they were at first a band called Lotus Child, and they put out one CD, and then kind of disbanded, but almost all of them ended up reforming the Zolas. And in between these two bands, they released an EP called the You're Too Cool EP. Four out of the five songs were songs that eventually showed up on the Zolas' debut album, TikTok Tick, but one of them didn't, and it's called Cadaverous Night. And I'm a huge fan of the Zolas. I found this EP at the UVic station where I used to broadcast in the library, and I thought I was going out of my mind. I was like, I'd never heard of this before. So Cadaverous Night quickly became one of my favorite Zola's songs, and of course it's also really rare. I don't think it's actually even out on the internet at all. So I always like to play it when I get the chance, when the itch descends, and the itch descended. So yeah, I want to start the show with Cadaverous Night. I've also got a track by The Courtneys and a new track by Guided by Voices after that, and so much more. So please enjoy all that coming up.
We've all spread out to different zones. Don't run into each other.
Can't buy love.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a track called Goodbye Note by Guided by Voices off of their album August by Cake, which is, so Guided by Voices has had a huge long history stretching back to 1983, but it's always really revolved around the principal songwriter Robert Pollard. And, you know, it's been like you're somewhat typical. They've been together. They've broken up. There have been lineup changes. The lineup has changed back. They've broken up again. They've gone on hiatus. They're back. But August by Cake is Robert Pollard's 100th album between Guided by Voices and the solo stuff that he's done and the various other and sundry projects he's been on. So congrats. That's a lot of music. Before that, Minnesota by the Courtneys off of their album The Courtneys 2, and Cadaverous Night by the Zolas off of the You're Too Cool EP. So I did not intend to play this next group today, except that something happened at around 10:30 in the morning, which is that I went onto Spotify and I went to their artist page. I'm not exactly sure why, other than they're just one of my favorite bands. And I saw that it sure did look as though there was a merch offer for a vinyl version of this record that they have. And sure enough, it was. And I literally ended up in tears, so happy, and just like didn't shut up, take my money, all my money. And then literally just so happy that I was in tears, because Good for Grapes is one of my favorite bands, and they're a small group. They are a local band. They've you know, put out two albums so far, and I am like very aware of the fact that I kind of turned to I just like somewhat lose my cool around them, and I try not to, but man, they just like make music that hits me where I live in every possible sense. For me, they are really like the what I want folk to be and what I like about folk. So their album The Ropes, which is from 2015, and I still listen to it a lot. Yeah, I just ordered it on vinyl. I'm really, really happy. And so as a result, I'm going to play the first track off of The Ropes, which is called Cursed by the Wind. It's a pretty good introduction to what Good for Grapes really can do. And yeah, they're just like a super, super talented band, and the stuff that they make just lights up my brain in all the correct ways, because music does that. It tends to bypass your rationality, and I really do believe people are tuned in certain ways, and so sometimes you will respond to something just like on a visceral, almost chemical level. So yeah, I want to do that. I'm going to follow it up with Juliana Hatfield. She's got a new album called Pussycat and a track called I Want to Be Your Disease. And then a band called The Gift, which is, they're actually from Portugal. They teamed up with Brian Eno to make a song called Love Without Violins. And I like all three of these songs quite a lot. I hope you will too, so please enjoy.
I feel that I'm cursed by the wind. I feel the chains held under my skin. It blows me down onto the ledge, a place I've grown to love and a friend. You say that I'm faking the man.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Across Canada, over 500,000 people are living with dementia, including thousands of British Columbians. Join the Alzheimer's Society of BC on the first Sunday of May at the Investors Group Walk for Alzheimer's to honor and remember those who face dementia in your community. When we walk, we make memories matter. You honor people who have passed and acknowledge the work that must be done to ensure help and hope for people living with the disease today. Visit www.walkforalzheimers.ca to find a walk near you. In today's political landscape, more fires are raging out of control than ever before. Will you help put these fires out by registering to vote in BC's 2017 general election? You can vote in advance, mail in your vote, vote on the day of election, May 9th, or at any district electoral office. For more information about the process or to see where you can vote, visit elections.bc.ca.
Never. it's hard to see. You turn your dirt away from me. You won't hide that away from me. It's hard to see. You turn your little ways for me. You must give every day unto me. You're gonna get my eyes, not me. You have to see. You don't give that away from me. You're living every day for me. Your pleasure is to give.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a song called Love Without Violins by The Gift, featuring guest Brian Eno off of The Gift's new album, Alter. Before that, I Want to Be Your Disease by Juliana Hatfield off of her album, Pussycat, and Cursed by the Wind by Good for Grapes off of The Ropes. So, let's very briefly talk about science fairs. When I was in elementary school, specifically when I was in the fifth grade, that was the first year that you were able to create a science fair project that would not only be judged by your peers and the teachers, but also would be judged by people from outside your school. And if you were very, very good, you would get to go to the citywide science fair. And I wanted so bad to do it, and I didn't know what really to do. And I also had totally undiagnosed ADHD. So I ended up losing half of my experiment in my backpack, only to find it like 3 weeks after the science fair. Like, it was just a whole huge mess. What I would later sort of realize was a multidimensional attempt to judge color fading. It was like a whole issue. However, I will always remember walking amongst the aisles there and realizing that I had maybe perhaps gone a little more complicated than things needed to be, which is a habit that I have continued to this day, 20 some odd years later. I made it more difficult for myself than it needed to be. But one of the top experiments of this, again, elementary school science fair, this was like a bunch of 9 to 11 year olds, was one of my classmates had taken a cookie recipe and had made a batch of cookies for in which he had left out one ingredient for every batch. So he made one batch without flour, he made one batch without sugar, he made one batch without eggs, et cetera, et cetera, and sort of displayed how they turned out. And of course, some of them were like a complete disaster. And, you know, the cookie that did the best, really, that had fared the most well and resembled its ideal self was the one that had not included, like, the little pinch of salt that is so often called for in cookie recipes and in a lot of different sort of baking recipes. You add that little bit of opposite flavor, I guess, in the same way that when you're making chili, you add cocoa, or at least I do. It gives it a roundness to the flavor, and sure enough, with the cookies, if you leave out the salt, it's fine, it's delicious, it's good, but there is something missing. So I say all of this because the New Pornographers have a new album out. It's called Whiteout Conditions. And for those who don't know, the New Pornographers are kind of a super band. They're one of Canada's super bands. They are composed of a bunch of people who all have musical careers of their own, either solo or with other bands, or sometimes both. And then they will also come together and collaborate as the new Pornographers. And they've been doing this for nearly 20 years. The first album they ever released was in 1999. So the New Pornographers have kind of two main big songwriters, very much following the Lennon-McCartney vein, in that one of them is, you know, a lot more accessible, and his songs sound better, but also he is sort of more likely for the music snobs to kind of shuffle aside in favor of the sort of Lennon archetype, who's very brilliant, very strange, and Pitchfork loves him for no goddamn reason other than that they're Pitchfork. So, you know, then that's A.C. Newman and Dan Behar, respectively. So Whiteout Conditions is the first New Pornographers album that does not have Dan Behar on it, apparently just because of a scheduling issue, that he was working on stuff with his band Destroyer right around the same time. So New Pornographers just sort of proceeded without him. I assume he'll join back in. I've had issues with Dan Behar's songs in the like six albums that New Pornographers have put out. And then I was listening to Whiteout Conditions, and it was a batch of cookies without the pinch of salt. And I get it. I do now. Dan Behar has always sort of provided that robust sense of flavor, of musical flavor. And Whiteout Conditions is still a very, very good album, but it's not quite up there, which I found really fascinating. But nonetheless, I want to play a track from it, which is called We've Been Here Before. And yeah, like really, I do encourage you to check it out, but also check out some of their other stuff, because there really is this fascinating dichotomy, this thing that's missing. So I hope it comes back. After that, I've got a track from Moon and Six's A Brief History of American Space Travel, which is called Zero G, I Feel Fine, as well as a track by John McKeel. So please enjoy all of that.
quick rundown. We've been here before. It's best not to wander far. 'Cause we've been here before. And we couldn't find a way out when we were here the first time. Now it's minds we're leaving behind. Minds we're leaving behind. Didn't choose what we mean.
songs from before. No matter in the way, now we cannot lay still. There is another part of it. Oh, there is no permanence here. It is a useless knowing that if a shadow runs clear, there is still time for forgiveness.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That last song you heard was by John McKeel. It was called Unknown Source off of his album Memorial 10 Count. Before that, Zero G, I Feel Fine by Moon and Six off of the album A Brief History of American Space Travel, which is his awesome album that actually makes use of real, genuine NASA sound recordings. So... And then before that, The New Pornographers with We've Been Here Before off of Whiteout Conditions. Regular listeners of mine will remember that I managed to do the kind of thing that really only makes dorks like me excited. I interviewed one of the members of Prozac a couple of weeks ago, just ahead of their show here in Vancouver, which... made me, as like a late 20-something Canadian kid, really, really excited because Prozac was a huge deal back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, and then they went away for over a decade, and then now they're back. The show was phenomenal. I've already talked about it a little bit on the air. It was by far one of the most fun concerts I've ever been to. But Prozac is not just the two guys. They also have a turntablist, Katie Shaw, who has, I believe, worked with them the entire time or most of the time that Prozac has been a band. And she also came back to help with this new album that they have, which is called Forever 1999. And she was a super, super fun part of the concert. She is also a musician in her own right. She has an EP out and a couple of singles. And so I really wanted to play something by her. And she covered Fortunate Son. And it's a neat cover. I'm kind of a sucker for cover songs. And this one's actually pretty good. So I wanted to play that for you, as well as Canadian Louise Burns' title track from her new album, Storms.
Some folks are born to wave the flag. Oh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, oh, they'll point the cannon at you.
snow. But when the taxman comes to the door, oh, the house looks like a rummage sale. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no millionaire son.
We'll be right back.
You just heard Storms by Louise Burns. It's off of her album Young Mopes. Before that, a cover of Fortunate Son by Katie Shaw, who is the turntablist for Prozac, among many, many other things. And that's going to bring me to the last few minutes of my show, and I have a song that is just going to fit, so I will not be too long. It's a new track from Portugal the Man. I love these guys, and they're finally releasing a new album, and it's called Woodstock, and it's like super, super political, and I just, oh my God, I'm so excited. I can't even. And they finally have another single that dropped on Friday, which is called Number One. So that's how I'm going to end today's show. Thank you very much for listening to Particles and Waves, and I may be back next week. And if not, I will have a slightly changed time slot.
Yeah.